All right, good morning, everybody. So I've been thinking a lot about communion and why we partake in it, like, every week. And so I was looking through some things throughout the Bible, you know, looking up verses online, which led to communion and exactly why we do it, basically. So, and one thing that really struck out to me was that communion means to bring into unity. You know, we all take communion as a church together. In the Greek, koinonia is translated in the New Testament as fellowship, sharing, participation, and contribution. And that leads directly back to communion. We all take in fellowship with music and verses and a sermon, and we share the communion together, and we participate together as one church and as one family, and we contribute to one another, and as well as Jesus. And in Hebrew, the translation devakut, or cleaving, refers to the communion with God in holy marriage rituals. The man and the wife take communion so they may become one with God and one another. In Jewish tradition, devakut is considered the highest step in the ladder of God, but Jesus in the Bible emphasizes during the first communion with his disciples that he alone is the gateway to God. And in 1 Corinthians 10:16-22, he says, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, and we all partake in the one bread. Consider the people of Israel. Are they not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar? What do I imply then, that food offered to idols is anything, or that idol is anything? No, I imply that the pagan sacrifice they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake in the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Shall we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?" And I found another verse in the same, 1 Corinthians 11:24-26, which says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And so to me, that really spoke unity. We all take the cup and the bread together as one church. And you can do it on your own time too, but I think it's just better as a family. So with that, will you take this meal with me?